Good morning. Today we are asking a very fundamental question as it relates to our topic of the chiyuv, or is it a chiyuv? The mitzvah, is it a mitzvah? The inyan, the concept, what is it of buying from somebody who is observant? As we started out, there's a medrash that says, based on the pasuk, simchro mimkar l'amitecha, hokanomi ad amitecha, when you're going to buy, when you're going to sell, do it from amitecha. We define amitecha as somebody who is a Shomer Torah Mitzvah. So the Medrash says you have to give a priority. If you have a choice, buy from a frum Jew or somebody else. There is apparently an obligation, or at least a mitzvah, to buy from the observant Jew. And the question that we have now is, what is the strength of this obligation? Is this a d'oraisa? Is it a d'rabbanan? Is it really a chiyuv? Is it a mitzvah? Is it just a good thing to do? And our follow-up question, which we will not answer today, is it brought in Shulchan Aruch? And if not, why not? So when it comes to the tokef of the chiyuv, the strength of the quote-unquote chiyuv, is it a chiyuv at all? So we're going to give three different views of this. They're all going to be fairly similar. The Psikta Zutrata on Parshas Bahar says as follows. This is the language that I quote: Limda Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah is teaching us Derech Eretz, the right thing to do. Shlotei Mocher Ela LaAmisecha V'Lotia Kon Ela MiAnamitecha. It's calling it a Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz typically means one of two things. Derech Eretz is the way of the land, which means earning a parnasa, that's the derech eretz, is to earn a living. And number two is derech eretz is the right thing to act, the right thing to do. So here it's telling us that this is the right thing to do. That's the derech eretz, is if you're going to be buying, if you're going to be selling something, do it from somebody who is of the tribe, somebody who is a shomer Torah mitzvah. That is view number one, limda Torah derech eretz. Number two, the Levush says as follows, Einu ela asmachta, although we're learning it from a pasuk, it's not the pshat in the pasuk. It's an asmachta, meaning an asmachta is we have this concept that we should be supporting Jews, but we are saying it is sourced, kind of. It is quasi-sourced in this pasuk. It's not that we learn it from this pasuk. We're just leaning it on this pasuk. We're pinning it on this pasuk. De'ikra kra lav lahachi hudata kedepirisham. But this isn't the absolute limud from the pasuk. This is simply an asmachta, and he says that's the strength of it. It's not a doraisa, it's an asmachta. So building on that, the Teshuvas Ateras process as follows. It appears that this halacha, this concept that we learn from the Torah's Kohanim, that's the medrash that teaches us priority, preference giving to a Jew, an observant Jew, when you're buying or when you're selling, that is not the hilchata psikta. This is not the bottom line halacha. That is not an absolute requirement like we would have. Put on tefillin, you have to put on tefillin every day. Lulav and esrog, a requirement. Davening, a requirement. That's not what we're talking about here. This isn't the halacha psuka, the bottom line psak halacha. But what it is it's a drasha. It's a drasha on a pasuk, drasha ba'alma. It's a simple drasha that we're bringing. We're not learning it from the pasuk. We're darshaning the pasuk. It's a drash, not pshat. And it's because the basis is vasisa hayashar v'atov. It's based on just doing the right thing. So it's not a chiyuv gamor. It's a minag tov. It's the proper thing to do because of vasisa v'yashar v'atov. Similarly, the Malbim says it's a limud musari. It's a limud. The limud is teaching us the musar, the right thing to do. Okay, so this is view number two. Very similar. View number one was it's a derech eretz, midin derech eretz. The second one is it's based on vasisa of ayashar vahatov. It's not a chiyuv by any means, but it's the proper thing to do. It's a minag tov, vasisa v'yashar vahatov. And view number three, there are poskim that say that it is based on the concept of the hechzaktabo. The Torah tells us that when you have a Jew in need, we should strengthen him. We should give him financial support. And it's based on it would be included in Gemilus Chasadim, that it's a chesed to assist a Jew with his or her parnasta. So building on that, the Teshuvas Vahanagas, Rav Moshe Sternbach, asks the following question. He says, but we look around and we see that even the most frum of Jews, they aren't strict about this. In fact, people always go to find the greatest discount, the cheapest price. That's what they're looking for, and not that they are looking to give the parnasa to a merchant, a service provider who is an observant Jew. It's not even on the radar screen. So many people are just going and finding the best deal that they can find. So why is that if we have this drasha that v'chisim k'ramim k'ar l'amitecha, k'anam b'yan amitecha, when you're buying, when you're selling, you should be patronizing a Jewish business, a from business. So he says the whole strength of this concept is, this is Rav Moshe Sternberg's reconciliation of the mitzias out there, that people are not strict about this. What is his reconciliation? He says that it's based of, as we said, this third explanation is gemilus chesed, to worry about the parnasa of Jews. We have to worry about the parnasa. It's included in chesed. And accordingly, he says, aval kishmocher yishlo k'tei parnasato. So if you have somebody who's selling something and he has enough of parnasa, he already has a parnasa, he wants to make more money, but he already has enough to live on, he has enough, a proper amount of income, then there'd be no obligation to buy from him, especially if he's selling it more expensive. He's more expensive, the obligation could go away. And in fact, at the point that the merchant has enough money, he has a parnasa already, he's trying to make more, but he has enough of parnasa, at that point, it flips to me, chayecha kodmi, and I got to worry about myself before I need to worry about him. And he says the bottom line nowadays, that because the majority of merchants, sellers, people who are providing services, they have a parnasa. They have a parnasa without my going to them. Accordingly, there'd be no more chiyuv anymore to go to businesses that already have a parnasa. And accordingly, people are not makbi to buy from them, to sell from them. And you can go to anyone else. If they're less expensive, then there would be no more obligation as a din and chesed. The din and chesed is to worry about somebody's parnasa. But if he has parnasa, I got to start worrying about myself more than him, and accordingly, there would be no further obligation. So there we have it. Based on all three of those, either it's a derech eretz, or it's not a chiyuv, it's a drasha because of asis v'yashavetov, or causes gemilus chasadim, all three of these, we're saying it's not an absolute obligation. Certainly, if the merchant, from merchant, has a parnasa, no obligation. Certainly, if the price is higher from him, we'd say no obligation. So we are saying that this is certainly not a deraisa, it's not a chiyuv derabanan, and we have to look at the situation. Is it the right thing to do? Is it the right derech eretz? Absolutely. Asisa yashava tov, is that the right thing to do? Absolutely. Is it a chesed if the person needs parnasa? No question, absolutely. But if the person doesn't need a parnasa, or the person who's buying needs the money, then we would say that there's absolutely no chiyuv any longer. And Amir Tashem, we will ask the question next time, so why isn't this? Is it in Shulchan Aruch? And if not, why isn't this concept, this halacha, this, so we're not going to call it obligation, or it could be an obligation. We could call it obligation if the person needs the parnasa, so this possible obligation, why isn't it included in the postgame, the major halachic works? Is it included? It's not. Why not? Have a wonderful day.